Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:09 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 27 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We welcome in our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening on the free WRHI app, go ahead and download that app today, and you can take us everywhere you go. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. We are catching up with what's going on in the city of TKK with the city manager, no one other than Charlie Funderburk. Good morning to you, Charlie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, happy new year, my man.
Same to you.
We look forward to kicking this off in the new year. Once a month, you'll swing by to tell us what's going on in the Peninsula City, or the city.
Yes, sir.
The Peninsula City.
Yes, sir.
Y'all are growing by leaps and bounds.
We have been. Yeah, it's slowing down a little bit now, but we're kind of running out of room. But yes, it's grown night and day since I started there.
That's a good problem to have.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is.
And it's true. You're going to have to move to the water, build on the water.
Start filling the lake in. Yes.
Give it time. Someone will come up with that idea for sure. So, all right.
Yes.
Well, when we talk about growth, to meet the demands of growth, you all in the city of TKK have Catawba Park.
Yes.
And let's bring folks, if we can, up to speed about Catawba Park, where it's located, why it came about, and then kind of move forward with it.
All right. So Catawba Park's located right off of New Gray Rock Road. It's situated in between Gardendale Road and the Fort Mill River access on New Gray Rock. So it was an idea we came up with back in 2005. Very expensive idea. So with the implementation of impact fees and with the growth, increase in the tax base, finally pulled the trigger on it, and we're actually cut the ribbon last October. We're able to finish up our fall seasons there, but we're looking forward to having it open for a full year this year. So,
and what do you all offer over there at Catawba Park?
So we've got one of the first things you'll see when you come in is a massive event lawn. So we'll do a lot of our community events are going to shift out there, like some of our concerts and things like that. Our Catawba Fest that we just had this past fall, that was our first community event out there. And it was funny. Yeah, we increased the number of vendors that we had at it than what we've ever had. And we didn't feel like we were all on top of each other. So it was nice to have a nice big space for that. We've got a baseball softball complex, and then we've got a soccer multi-purpose field complex right beside it. A lot of walking trails, nice big playground that's inclusive, which we're super happy to have. And we're kicking around the ideas of potentially increasing, adding more parking, and then adding a dog park. A lot of people hollering for a dog park. So we'll see. We'll see. So
prior to Catawba Park, these events would take place where? Just scattered throughout the city?
Yeah. Okay. Like our Catawba Fest, we used to call it the Fall Festival. Mm-hmm. So the parking lot up at the golf clubhouse. Okay. Our concerts are in the outfield of a little league field. Not a lot of parking. So it was – people still enjoy those. People still want those. So we're still going to have a few of those things up there. And then we'll slowly be – shifting our events out to Catawba Park, where got a little elbow room.
Well, it's nice to have a nucleus, right?
Yes.
To bring people together.
Absolutely.
And so with Catawba Park, which also means you probably can host tournaments, right?
Yes. So okay. Our Parks and Rec department informs me that they've booked between our community events and sports tournaments. We've booked every weekend from end of February to the end of November.
Wow.
So got them all booked.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, the other cities in York County, they were doing it. So
yes. Why not us?
Why not
that's
you?
Right.
Why and not you us? Have the water near you, which
yes.
is always a draw
yes.
for people.
I joke with my friends with Rock Hill PRT, which is where I started. I'll joke with John Taylor and Mark Saxon and tell them, Cherry Park's got a great view of Cherry Road. We're on the Catawba River. So, but no.
That's a good point.
It's a facility that's similar to Cherry yeah. Park. And we're excited to work with our friends with Rock Hill as they host massive, national regional mm-hmm. tournaments to, hey, here's another spot where you can shift some teams if you need to. We try to keep those dollars being spent in York County.
Well, that we've learned a lot over the couple of years when we talk about sports tourism. Mm-hmm. Though you all kind of compete individually for tournaments, you all are happy to share the love. Like, hey, we've got this. Can you accommodate this? To your point, it's all sitting in York County heads and beds, and that's what matters at the end of the day. So that I love that all the cities all work together as well. We're speaking with Charlie Funderburk. He's the city manager for TKK. You've got spring sports signups are ending soon.
Yes, we've got about 2 weeks left on that. My recreation coordinators are telling me that every season it seems to be like a broken record. Hey, we're breaking the record. So it's a lot of kids signed up. We'll be well over 2,000 participants signed up again for this spring. We had about 2,070 last spring.
Wow.
So we're anticipating exceeding those numbers again. And it's great to see, with having the new facility, we don't have to have as long of a waiting list. Yeah, we can accommodate more teams, because we still got the old facilities too. So if you haven't signed up yet, get signed up. Usually the week or two after registration, I was out of town. You were out of town where? That didn't have internet.
Right. It's online.
So consider this your 2 weeks notice, right?
2 week notice, absolutely.
And you offer everything from what, like soccer?
So our soccer program, we actually just partnered with Independence.
Oh, yeah.
So they're running our soccer program, running it the same way we've always run it, which has been highly successful. But you're just registering through them. You're playing on our facilities. Same volunteer coaches, just a little bit higher level of training. I'm playing under their umbrella. But we've got youth soccer, youth baseball, flag football, and girls softball.
Wow.
That we offer. It's fun to see the kids out there getting after it.
All right, let's get an update if we can on the Glennon Center.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was a surprise Christmas day.
Merry Christmas.
A gift you did not want, and it did not come with a receipt to return it.
No, it did not.
So what we know about the Glennon Center in TKK, it is a gathering spot for many events. My goodness, we have hosted and emceed and taken part in so many events there. Mm-hmm. Kind of bring folks up to speed what happened around Christmas.
So Christmas morning, I get the call about midday. We had a water line break in the Glennon Center. Fortunately, it was a fire line. That alerted our fire department. We're thankful that it wasn't some other water line where, it's a facility that was closed.
Yeah.
Right.
It could have been a lot worse.
True.
But it flooded the entire lower level. It was a 2-inch line, flooded the entire lower level, including our council chambers, and flooded part of the upper level, the big ballroom. So we've gotten it dried out. The lower level is going through some construction now. And we're able to keep the community side of it open. We've got a lot of groups that come in. Playing bridge, playing mahjong, AA groups, and everything in between. And we had to close it down for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We're able to get them back in and going. But, we'll have intermittent shutdowns where we'll be, we've got to install all the flooring again. We've got to install all the drywall again. So it's a lot of fun.
So please be patient.
Yes. Patience is definitely the key word.
So what I heard is Santa Claus brought you a present, but you have to put it together.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Assembly required.
Right. Do you know how long will this take you through the summer, or do you think you'll wrap this up soon?
I would say within the next probably 3-4 weeks we'll have it wrapped up.
Great. All right. Well, you keep folks up to date on social media, so we will pay close attention to that as well. All right. Great update from the Peninsula City there of TKK, Charlie Funderburk. We appreciate it. You're the city manager. We'll look forward to catching up with you next month.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right.